What's up, everybody? This is Reen Alexa here. This is our first pilot of Reflex. Welcome to this podcast. We're going to do a quick introduction of ourselves and then what Reflex is and what we're going to bring you guys. And we're just going to take you on an adventure from there. So my name's Alexa, and I am a mother of one so far. His name is Duke James, and I actually wasn't supposed to have kids, and I ended up having a child, and I'll tell that story later, through good nutrition, good friends, support, and also just caring for my body. But why I really care about this is because I've been a personal trainer, I know how important it is to just have a strong core. And after I had my baby, and even the third trimester, I could feel my core very much weakening. And when I met Ree, I was able to learn how, as we put our brains together, to get my pelvic floor back. So that's why I'm here, and that's me.
All right, guys. My name's Ree, and I am a mother of four, ranging from 9 to almost 9 months. I am a trainer as well, and I specialize in pre- and postnatal training. And that is where my passion lies. I absolutely love and adore the pre- and postnatal population. I don't think they get enough love or respect or support. And really, I want to change that. So that's why I'm here.
And we realize that there is a lot of programs out there. And I respect, and Rita's too, all the programs, because it's just like nutrition. There's no one-size-fits-all, but Ree and I are going to approach this program from a different angle, not only as trainers, but with a different aspect of pulling the brake, I guess, is the best way to put it, because a lot of programs accelerate you through too quickly, and we are all about the foundation and doing things right. Very disciplined, very diligent, because if you want your body back, that's how it has to be. And so if you break down our business name, Reflex, it's obviously a combination of our names. But in addition to that, if you look at the prefix of re, it means again and again, to go back or to repeat. The term flex is a transitive verb that means to move your muscles to cause a contraction. So if you put everything together, our business is teaching you guys to go back to the basics of moving the correct muscles in the right way and at the right time, so that you can do it without thinking about it and that you can live your best life.
Love that. We're super excited to spread the word and education and just give you guys some support and knowledge and have fun with it. So each podcast, we will wrap up with a learn and love little bit. And pretty much it's what you have learned this week, because I feel like everyone should always be learning something all the time. It's always good to be learning. So the learn part, something you learned this week, and then the love part is something that you're loving this week. So I will go first, and something I learned this week is if you have a weak pelvic floor, that could cause bloating, which I never knew. I was like, what? How does a weak pelvic floor cause bloating? But the lymphatic system needs proper muscle movement to dump all the waste of the body everywhere. So if the lymphatic system is trying to dump and the pelvic floor is not in a proper movement pattern or not activating at all, as a lot of people have a very inactive pelvic floor, so it's not contracting or releasing, it can cause bloat in the lower abdomen. I thought that was pretty crazy to think about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
So just to educate me and then maybe someone else out there, what exactly is a lymphatic system, and like how does that interplay with the pelvic floor?
So the lymphatic system actually is in charge of getting rid of the waste in the body.
Okay.
And I mean, the body's so, as you know, just so many components have to be firing correctly to really drain the body right. So if muscles aren't firing properly, then it starts to accumulate waste in that part of the body. So weak pelvic floor, waste builds up, and it just causes bloat in the lower abdomen, which we all love, right? Yeah. So great. Why do I look 5 months pregnant after I just ate dinner? So just something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's really interesting. I love that. So what is your love?
So my love is this week is beeswax. I went to our local beekeeper and asked him if he had, well, we bought honey first because local honey is obviously the best for allergies, anything like that to boost immunity. And I asked him if he had any beeswax he'd sell me, and he gave me a pound of beeswax, and I use it for, because I make my own lotions, so I, and face lotions, body lotions, and chapstick, and it is amazing. Like, the moisture, I'll put it on at night, and I wake up, and my skin is still moist. And it, we're in Colorado here, guys. It is dry as hell here.
Yeah.
So I am totally in love with beeswax. If you can get it from your local beekeeper, that's the way to go. They support, you know, they want to see pollination, which is crucial for food. And bees are dropping at a drastic rate, and it's really sad. So if you can buy honey, or if you do buy honey, please buy it for locally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So what'd you learn this week?
Okay, so what I learned, and now I'm actually going to maybe consider beeswax because I didn't know about that. So as you guys will find out throughout the episodes, I mean, we're not just tackling just like working out. Like, it's going to be several things, and like also how to help your skin, your gut, whatever. But like, my skin after having Duke was pretty like wrinkly and like really tired looking, I guess is the best way I could explain it. And like, I, as a 30-year-old, that's just not like what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so what someone actually told me to do was get like a really heavy cream, and but you have to coat it with something. So now maybe I'll use beeswax, because I was using Vaseline, but they said when you use Vaseline and then I'm going to try beeswax too, it locks in the moisture tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
So just doing a slather of lotion, but I've been doing that religiously morning and night, and my skin is coming back, which I never thought was going to. So
yeah,
but yeah, I like your tip. And then my love, I would just say, my love is the little things that I'm starting to notice about my body, because motherhood has taken on just like a whole different like view. And so like, I just, I'm starting to appreciate like being able to like walk a long walk, being able to finally do a push up again.
Oh,
and it just takes a long time.
Yeah.
Like, today was the first day I did a real push up, and it's just 6 months postpartum. So, like, I was patient and I waited, but, like, I just, it felt so good. I mean, I could only do, like, three really good ones with good form. Yeah. But I just love the body and how it will always come back for you. It has your back.
Mm-hmm.
If you have its back, it will always have yours.
Right.
And I guess that's just kind of what I just fell in love with the, not the look of a body, but rather, like, the personality of the human body.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you for waiting to do push-ups
until
you're 6 months, because way too often people just jump the gun on all these exercises and they pay for it down the road big time. Yeah. So good for you. That's, and being an athlete, I know that was hard for you. Yeah.
Especially like when you go to like a gym or a track and you're like seeing people like let it rip and you're just like, oh, I need to be out there and like do it.
Yeah.
So anyway. Cool. Well, we're really excited to spend time with you guys. Ree is an amazing resource. She actually got me through my pregnancy. Like, that's actually how we met. Was we were both trainers, and we happened to cross paths while I was pregnant, and she guided me through the most mental piece of pregnancy. And so I'm really excited for you guys to know her and myself, because I think together we're going to bring you some heat.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.